Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
At 7:12,
hey, how can we into the weather?
Because we have Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Nisnansky on the line with us right now. So we're doing the weather right now. Niz, I got partly cloudy today, warm and humid with a chance of thunderstorms late, high of 82. Again with the rain, Nisnansky.
Oh, my goodness. I just looked at my rain gauge. I just woke up a little while ago, and I see I got 2.2 inches here in Grafton.
Wow.
And that's pretty common. A lot of places, 2 inches. Waukesha, I saw 2.5 inches of rain after I left work last night. Watertown, I got a report of over 3 inches of rain. There's a swath. I'm waiting to get a couple reports out of Dodge County. Kind of the reason that kept me later at work last night. I could have seen some flash flooding potential in Dodge County. There's some radar estimates of like 4 or 5 inches of rain in that part of southeastern Wisconsin. So, yeah, another big soaker last night. And also potentially yet another tornado. I have to communicate with the National Weather Service to see if they're going to do a survey, but we had a tornado warned storm that actually looked pretty impressive on radar, that moved into, Jefferson County. Once again, like the Fort Atkinson area, it came really close to them. I think if there was a touchdown, it's probably going to be, back towards like Lake Koshkonong. Area, there's some reports of like some piers ripped up and stuff like that.
So it looks like we got to get through
minor damage.
Yeah, got to get through Wednesday here with some more showers possible in the morning and the evening. But then, at least the forecast that I'm looking at has mostly sunny, partly cloudy, no precip going into the weekend. Do you see a dry stretch ahead?
Yeah, it sure looks like hopefully. Once we get through tomorrow morning, we're dry the rest of the work week. There is a smaller rain chance that was on Saturday, but yeah, it really looks like most of Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday should be dry. Even today, I don't think we're looking at as widespread of a rainfall as what we had yesterday. I think this afternoon, it's going to be more of the pop-up type stuff where some people get it, some people don't. And then that'll continue this evening, and then we should pretty much be done for the rest of the week.
You mentioned the rain gauge. I was going to help you out the other day because I now have a rain gauge, you know, a little collector there. But I couldn't verify of when the last time was that I emptied it out, so it probably wouldn't have helped you, my data collection.
That's the worst.
Was that last 24 hours? I don't know, Niz. There's about 2.5 inches in there. Since when? I don't know.
Well, just wait until you have your first crack in it, and you wonder, why am I not getting any rain here? I swore it rained.
Swear it rained. Appreciate it, my friend.
Thanks, Niz.
All right, see you guys.